Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Tim Chambers. Citizen science can be broadly defined as the involvement of volunteers in science. The public participates in scientific research through data monitoring and collection aimed at increasing overall scientific knowledge. Prior to the establishment of scientific research as a professional career in the late 19th century, nearly all individuals involved in scientific inquiry were citizen scientists. Carl Linnaeus, the father of modern taxonomy, relied on collaborations with amateur collectors to expand the availability of biological specimens, which significantly advanced the development of his biological classification system. Today, citizen science can play two major roles in scientific research, by facilitating large-scale or geographically diverse projects and the undertaking of more locally focused monitoring and data collection that may otherwise be ignored by researchers. The North American Breeding Bird Survey is a successful example of large-scale programs that provides ornithologists with extremely large datasets on bird nesting activities throughout North America. Without collaborating volunteers, professionals would be hard-pressed to come up with the funding and manpower to collect this amount of data. The scientific community is not the only one benefiting from these collaborations. Engaging the public with scientific professionals improves scientific literacy and interest in the sciences, and provides opportunities for non-professionals to learn about and explore the natural world. The Quad City area has also seen its share of citizen science. BioBlitzes have been held at the Black Hawk State Historic Site and Milan Bottoms, and a River Action-sponsored Biodiversity Day at Green Valley Nature Preserve in Moline. These events have provided data crucial to the future management and protection of our natural resources and biodiversity. State-sponsored programs such as IO Waters empower citizens to engage proactively in the management of water resources in their communities. Today, with advances in smartphones, social media, and online technologies, it is possible to connect researchers with extremely large networks of citizen scientists to investigate scientific questions on regional, national, and even global scales.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.